Welcome to the Podiatry Business Podcast, brought to you by your host, Lorcan O'Donnella, podiatrist and health business mentor, the podcast that is designed to help current and aspiring podiatry clinic owners to make the most of their clinic, turning it into a true business that can work without them, allowing them the freedom to earn more, work less, and live a better life.
Welcome to episode number 10 of the Podiatry Business Podcast with myself, Lorcan O'Donnell, podiatrist and health business mentor. The title of today's episode is Coronavirus, You Can Choose to Sink or Swim. So I see a lot of people, and I've spoken to a lot of clinic owners over the last few weeks who are going through various stages of the grief cycle, and I've gone through it myself, if I'm completely honest. I think every one of us has. So there's five stages to this grief cycle. The first is denial. The second is anger. The third is bargaining. Then we move into depression. And I think a lot of people are still in the depression stage. And then finally, acceptance. So the sooner you can move through all of these and into the last phase of acceptance, the better for you and the better for your business long term. Because you're not going to be able to get yourself through this, you're not going to get your business out the other side in a better position if you're stuck in the earlier stages. So I found in my own situation, it all happened so fast, as it did to most people, I think. But here in Ireland, we acted a little faster, certainly, than they did in the UK and Australia and so forth. And we had our clinic closed quite quickly, within 7 days of us knowing that there was a lockdown coming. All staff were let go, including myself, and I had moved on to the acceptance stage. Now, halfway through that week, I spoke to one of my own mentors, and yes, I still have mentors. All people should have mentors or coaches, even if you are successful in business, or even if you think you don't need it, trust me, you do. Having a mentor is great, and that conversation I had on that night was great for me, because what my mentor did is he gave me the kick in the ass that I needed to move me on from the position of bargaining stroke depression to acceptance. And essentially, both him and I remember my wife, who had gone back nursing and gone back on the Friday that we closed the clinic for training, and she came back shaken and said to me, "Never mind the business, this is more important. We need to just get on with this." Now, to a degree, this has probably been a bit easier for me than it has for a lot of people out there, because I've gone through this before. If you've read my book, Podiatry Business Success Secrets, you'll see that a number of years ago, I was on the cusp of losing everything. And for quite a while, I was in a situation where I was in negotiations with the revenue, the sheriff and so forth. And I felt I had completely failed and I had my business taken away from me almost over a much longer period. But that process taught me so much. It taught me how to get through the stages of grief and how to move to acceptance and how to rebuild your business. And I ended up with a stronger business that is standing to me now when I am going and my clinic is going through this crisis. And you need to remember that you will come out the other side and that this will stand to you. So also, I tend to be pretty stubborn, if I'm honest. My wife will certainly tell you that that's the case. And if you're listening to this and you've built a clinic and you thought you had a great business and suddenly it's been taken away from you, what I would say to you is, do not despair. You can do it again and you can do it better than you did the last time. If this crisis has enveloped your business and you now realize that maybe you didn't have a true business or that you weren't prepared for this crisis, then again, do not despair. You can rebuild your business. You can rebuild your clinic into a true business that will be stronger, that will get you through the next crisis. Because even though we're not likely to have another crisis like this again, who knows? We certainly will have recessions and problems in our business throughout our life. And the process and what you're going through right now and how you react to it can be used as an opportunity for you to build your mental ability to deal with it and end up with a better, stronger business and a better and more fulfilled lifestyle outside of work. What I would urge you to do, and what I'm doing myself and I'm advising all of my clients to do, is to use this opportunity to reset the dial. Use this opportunity to become a better business owner. Figure out what your real priorities are in life. Work out how you're going to use your clinic, how you're going to use your business to deliver those goals, those personal goals for your life. Because at the end of the day, your business is there to provide you with the lifestyle that you want. You should not be living to work. Your work should be there to allow you the life that you want. And that is completely possible. We're in a privileged position in a way in podiatry that we can start our own private practice pretty simply, and we can drive it with good quality business skills to provide us with a comfortable lifestyle if we just focus properly on that. Okay, so I am mindful that I can't just come along here in a podcast and say, you know, buck up, man up, and get on with it. I have to come up with some practical suggestions for you. So, having gone through this a number of years ago, how did I do it? Well, to be honest, I'm not the type of person to be into, I would have thought, into mindfulness and Zen and all that kind of stuff. But I knew I needed to do something because my stress levels were extremely high and I was not going to be able to turn my business around and change my lifestyle the way I needed to unless I did something about the stress and the anxiety that was going on in my life at the time. So yeah, I did a lot of work on mindfulness. I remember driving to work one morning and sitting in the car park, and I didn't want to go in because I didn't want to have to deal with the issues and the problems and some of the staff members that were sitting inside waiting for me. And I knew I had to make a change. I had to make myself mentally more resilient to deal with this sort of stuff. And one of the books I want to draw your attention to is one that I read in the last few months, and it's called High Performance Habits: How Extraordinary People Become That Way by the author Brendan Burchard. Now, spelled Burchard. And Brendan Burchard is a lifestyle stroke business coach in America. And the book is available on Amazon. You can also get it on his website. I think you just pay for postage. And it's also available as an audiobook. And I would strongly recommend that if there's any other book you're going to read while you're off, it's this one. So what he did in the book is he interviewed a significant number, I think it was in the thousands, of high performers from various spheres. They weren't just in business. And he used a questionnaire technique to determine what were the habits that they had in common that was allowing them to be high performers in their field. And he broke it down to 6 habits. So the first one was clarity. So what you need to do is you need to make sure that you're setting goals for what you're looking for in life. What it is your business is really there for. Remember, your business, like I said earlier, is there to provide you with the lifestyle that you want. It's what happens with most people is they start a business, and I was also guilty of this, is they start a business and it consumes them, and essentially their whole life is built around work, and other things like family, exercise, their mental health gets left behind. This is not good. This is not sustainable. What you have to do is you have to get clear on what are your true priorities. And I think a lot of us at the moment are sitting at home, reflecting on this and realizing that maybe the way I've been doing it for all these years is not the correct way or is not the best way for my life. So what I make sure I and my clients always do, and my staff also, is we set goals. We set goals every 90 days, which we constantly review, because it's very hard to do goals beyond that you're actually going to sit down and plan out. But we also set out 1-year goals, 5-year goals, and the American term is big, hairy, audacious goals. And if you look in my book, which you can download for free while we are closed through the coronavirus, and I'll put the link into the show notes, it just talks about how you sit down, how you come up with these goals, and why you should do so. And again, this comes, a lot of it comes across in Brendan Burchard's book. The second habit he talks about is how you need to generate energy. So you need to generate energy. You need to get fit both mentally and physically. And we tend to, in the Western world, not be very good at talking about our mental health. And mental health and anxiety is a normal thing. It's normal to have issues with our mental health, but we tend to ignore it. And that's not good for you long term, because running a business, especially in a time like this, is a stressful experience. And you need to have a strong and resilient mental capacity. You need to be able to reach out and ask for help with that. We also physically need to be healthy, because our physical health will affect our mental health. You need to bring joy to your life. Find out what it is that you like to do that brings you joy. In my case, I love to spend time with my kids. I love to go cycling and so forth. And I try to prioritize, and I make sure I put time aside every week to do that. And I certainly wasn't good at doing that for a long, long time, until somebody said to me, a mentor of mine said to me, you won't remember the patience that you saw when you missed that opportunity to go on that day cycling with your friends, or to go to your child's Christmas party or to their Christmas play. So as you're sitting here at home listening to this over these few weeks, you have an opportunity now to sit back and think what it is I want and go after it. When you go back to work, go after it and prioritize that. And that will bring joy to your life, and it will make the sacrifices you've made over the years and are going to make to recover your business more understandable and better for you to, or easier for you to do. Third habit he talks about is raising necessity. What he means by this is you need to be mindful of what it is you're trying to do and why you're trying to do it. So first thing he talks about is, in this part, is who's going to need your A game? Your staff, your suppliers, your patients, your spouse, your kids, if you have any. Who's going to need your A game? And yourself, you're going to need it too. You need to affirm the why. You need to share the goals that you have with other people. So, and by doing so, by verbalizing these goals, it drives you and forces you to reach those goals or to strive towards them. So I would sit down with my staff and I would explain to the goals for the business this year, this quarter. I would also sit down and speak to my mentors, and I would speak to my wife about the goals, personal goals. Obviously, these are not goals that I would have a conversation with my staff with. I have various sets of goals. But by verbalizing these, my staff understand what I'm trying to do. They buy into it. And the same at home, by suggesting to and discussing with my wife what we're trying to achieve for ourselves and why we're doing it, it drives us forward. And when things are hard, such as now, we look back on those goals, and it helps us to basically to stand up and get on with it, as opposed to just stay in the depression stage of grief. It allows us to move on, get to the acceptance, and say, what can we do next to reach our goals? Third thing, Bouchard recommends with regards to raising necessity, is that you level up your support system. And what he means by that is that you spend time with people that will help you to reach your goals, not negative people. And if we look on social media at the moment, there's a lot of negativity. There's a lot of people who are they're suggesting that you don't move outside of their comfort zone, and they're bringing you down with them. You know what I'm talking about, the negative type of people. And the best thing you can do is to stay away from those kind of people and situations where you deal with them, and talk to and build a support network of the kind of people that you need in your life to reaffirm to you that you can reach the goals that you want. So that might be a mentor, it might be family members, it might be other clinic owners and so forth. But what I would urge you to do is to build up a small network of people that you can speak to regularly that are on the same wavelength as you are. The fourth habit he talks about that people use to create high performance is increasing productivity. Now, I won't go into this in too much detail. I do have a blog on this, which is in much more detail on my website, More Practice Profits. But two things I would say is that you need to do things that will help you to reach your goals and focus on them. So In this case, if you're a clinic owner and you're looking to rebuild your business, you need to focus on business skills more so than clinical skills. Now, I mentioned this in a blog a few weeks ago, and I did get a bit of blowback, people saying that I was poo-pooing clinical skills. I'm not. But what I'm saying to you is that as the clinic owner, you need to lead as a business owner and allow other members of your staff to lead with regards to clinical skills. You need to trust other people with tasks and focus yourself on what you can do. What can you do with your time that's productive that no one else can do to help you reach your goals? Habit number five is to develop influence. So you are essentially doing three different things. One is you're teaching people to think for themselves. You're challenging people to grow, and you're challenging them with positivity, not with negativity. And you try to be a role model to your staff and to other members in the community. These things, by doing so, will reflect positively on you and improve your mindset and allow you the ability to grow as a better business owner. The last habit he talks about is my favorite, and that's demonstrating courage. And it's something we all kind of need at the moment. And that's easier said than done. I understand that. Especially with the circumstances we have now, it can be hard every day to be positive and to demonstrate courage. Remember, it is okay to have some anxiety, to have worries. You would be highly unusual if you didn't have so. But Bouchard suggests that, number one, we honor the struggle. And by doing so, what he would suggest is that you give yourself a break, that you don't be too hard on yourself that you're going through trouble and struggle to get to where you want to go, that at least you're putting one foot in front of the other. It's okay to not be perfect at this. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to have anxiety and stress, as long as you're continually working to improve on yourself and you're continually working through to the end, you give yourself a pat on the back and keep going. The second thing he suggests to demonstrate courage is you share your ambitions with others truthfully. And all of us, what we're looking for really is we're looking for freedom and we're looking for stability. And when I say freedom to choose what we want to do, and that will come from financial freedom in most cases. And to have financial freedom, with most people, most clinic owners I speak, they're not looking to be multimillionaires. What they're looking for simply is stability and security in their life while being self-employed, while owning that clinic themselves. And that's okay. And to do that, you're going to have to make a profit. And you shouldn't be ashamed of that. You shouldn't have to hide behind the fact that you need to make a profit, even though you'll have some people maybe on Facebook who suggest that that's all you're after. You're just looking to make money. Usually that's the same person who has a nice safe job and doesn't have to take any risks, has never taken a risk in their life. So share your ambitions and don't be ashamed of them. And finally, find someone to fight for. This is something that I've always found has worked really well for me. In my own personal circumstances, I have an 8-year-old who's autistic, and she has her own challenges. And she inspires me to keep going through it all, to not give up. And you need to find something like that, somebody that you can fight for. That when you have something like that, Bouchard found that this helped most high performance candidates to achieve their long-term aims, achieve their goals, because when things got really tough, they had somebody to fight for other than themselves. And personally, I've always used this concept to help me get where I need to be. So the way I see this crisis and this coming recession as an opportunity. Now, I don't mean an opportunity to fleece people or to make a lot of money on the back of other people's struggles. What I mean is it's an opportunity for all of us, and it's an opportunity for you to apply yourself to become a better person, a better business person, and to deliver to those that are depending on you. And it's up to you whether you choose to take that opportunity or not. Move to acceptance, and you need to become a leader. You need to inspire people. Maybe it's just yourself. Maybe you're only leading yourself and your own family, but you need to stand up and be seen to be that leader. Personally, for me, What I want to do is I want to be able to lead my staff through this so that they can all come back and work for me and that they're there at the end of this with a secure job. I want to be able to inspire my kids so that in years to come, they look back on what their parents did during this crisis and said, well, good on them. They kept going and they worked hard at it and they came out the other side. It's up to you now what path you want to follow. My suggestion is, and I'm going to be a little bit tough, is that you suck up the shitstorm that's coming our way and has arrived already, and that you be that leader. Lead yourself, lead your team, lead your family, because you can do it. Focus on what you can control. Ignore to a degree the larger picture of what's happening worldwide. You can't influence that. Focus on what you can control. Get better at your business skills, and you will come out the better side, a happier and better person with a business that provides you with the lifestyle that you actually want long term. Now, before I go, I just wanted to talk about coaching, because I've had a number of people contact me in the last few weeks. And even though things are tough financially at the moment, in my opinion, I haven't dropped any of my coaches. I feel if ever I needed a coach, if ever anyone needed coaches, this is the time. Somebody who's been through this before, who's been in the trenches, and who knows what steps to take to guide you through it, so that when it's over, you're in a better place than you were otherwise, and that you and your clinic can survive and can indeed thrive when the opportunity arises to open your doors again. So if you're interested in discussing with myself or my team the opportunity to work with us, then I would suggest that you can do it in one of two ways. One, you can reach out to me on LinkedIn, or secondly, fill in the form on our website, the discovery call form at morepracticeprofits.com, and we'd be delighted to jump on a call and see, maybe we can help you. Maybe you're not ready for it now, or maybe we just have a chat, and when you open your doors, maybe then that's when we start to work together. But I would suggest, whether you work with me or you work somewhere else, that a business coach is going to help you big time reach the goal that you need to reach. So until next week, this is Lorcan Dunla signing off, and keep well.